Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. And today's product is the 12.9 inch silicone luminous tentacle multiple stimulation dildo with suction cup from Sohimi. So this is a need that most people don't have in my audience, I imagine. But here's the problem. Sometimes when I want to demonstrate a toy, I have to use my finger. Now, I did get an actual dildo a while ago. If you remember, this is like, I don't know, last year. There's a pair of underwear that has a ring built in to like the penis pocket. And what this does is you put a dildo through it that has a suction cup like this. And you can put this on your waifu if you're into like futonaris or chicks with dicks or something. Because the problem is they do make she-male inserts, but they basically go into the vagina cavity and hang below the vagina. So it's like you have the doll with the vagina and there's like a penis coming out of the vagina. But if you know anything about human anatomy, that's not where the penis is. The penis is higher up on the body than the vagina. So if you want something that's more anatomically correct, where the penis is in the correct position, you're going to need either a strap-on, or this is like a pair of boxers, which is kind of like a strap-on, except it's probably more comfortable, I imagine. But the main reason why I needed this was to demonstrate certain toys. I wanted to demonstrate them using a dildo so you can actually see what it looks like when it's being used on a penis. And the problem is, YouTube changed their terms of service and they made it to where you can't show nudity on these reviews. So if you notice, when I review a doll, I have to put clothes on it. Otherwise, I get hit with a strike. I can't like show a dildo going into a toy anymore. That crosses the line. So luckily, Sohimi make a octopus tentacle dildo. And this thing is huge. Like, I mean, just compare it to this other dildo that I got for, I don't even know how, I mean, I've never used it or anything. I'm really not. You can believe me or not. I don't care. This is for demonstration purposes. Look how much bigger this tentacle is. Let me put these side to side. So I'm just putting the suction cups together. This tentacle is 12.9 inches. And also, now, here's the thing. Notice how it starts off very narrow and it widens. Like, you know, if you're gay, or if you're whatever, if you're bi-curious and you're trying to stretch your butthole out, this is going to be a much more, it's going to ease you into it if you're in that sort of thing, because it starts off very small, basically like a pinky. It starts off like a pinky and then it slowly widens out. And when you get to the bottom, it's wider than the penis dildo. And like, I mean, and it's not, the balls don't go in you. So if you just compare just the size compared to the tentacle is, I mean, it's not twice as long, but it's significantly longer compared to this, you know, the penis dildo. They both have suction cups. Now the tentacle is all one piece. So the suction cup is built into it. With the penis dildo, it's like a separate piece. It's whatever. They both work exactly the same. Supposedly, the tentacle glows in the dark. I haven't tried that. I mean, I could turn the lights off to see if we can see any glow in the dark. It may not come out on camera, but let me turn the lights off. All right. The light from my computer screen. That's not going to prove anything. You know what? I'll test this off camera, and I'll put something on the screen if I can notice that it does glow in the dark. I'm not sure. We'll find out together. Anyway. The other thing is, the penis dildo, when you go back and forth, you can kind of hear it click. There's some type of flexible skeleton inside of it. It obviously maintains its shape, and you can hear like kind of a clicking. I assume there's some type of flexible kind of skeleton, some jointed type of apparatus inside the dildo. But notice, no matter how much you shake it, it always goes back straight. Now let's look at the tentacle. The tentacle also returns to its position. The difference is that it's very floppy. So like the penis dildo, it basically stays straight. You know, you can flop it around, but it'll just go back to being straight. The tentacle, notice it's flopping no matter what you do. So it's a lot more, like you can whip it around. You could probably like turn this into like a baton. I mean, you grab it by this part, I mean, this would seriously hurt. I mean, it's not metal. If this was like metal, they put a metal butt plug on this, and then you could seriously kill someone with something like this. But anyway, Sorry, I'm trying to think of creative ways to put this to use. So this is, I'm going to use this to demonstrate certain toys, since I can't use a dildo, and using my finger doesn't necessarily demonstrate anything because my finger is very small. That's what I got this for. The thing is the price. This is only $32.99, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're familiar with like Bad Dragon, they make a lot of esoteric animal-themed dildos, and those things can go to like $100+, and it's just a dildo. It doesn't, I mean, yeah, there's something, I mean, there's something in this, like, it's floppy, like, especially up here, but down here, it does maintain its shape. Like, if I stick this straight up, you know, it leans, but it still sits straight up, and it's obviously the one with the actual skeleton sticks straight up a lot better, but anyway, if you're in the market for an octopus tentacle dildo, and again, the advantages of this one, it's almost 13 inches long, so it's much longer than your standard dildo, and it starts off very narrow and widens kind of consistently. So if you're trying to stretch yourself out and train yourself because you're trying to like get your butthole nice and stretched out for the gay orgy, then this is the dildo for you. Get you nice and trained. Probably if you're trying to break in some sexually confused young man, you want to like start them off small and then stretch them out, and this is the dildo for that sort of thing. So when it comes to animal themed dildos, this is very reasonably priced. It's only $32.99 instead of like $100. So if you're in the market, for a dildo, you could do worse than this, especially at this price. I think even this one was over $50. This penis one with the skeleton in it. I don't remember how much this was, but this was more expensive than this. So, I don't know. Anyway, this is going to be, you might see this in future videos if I need to demonstrate certain features of certain toys. With, you know, I need to go beyond my finger to demonstrate how a toy works. But you know, it's a tentacle, so it's perfectly family-friendly. No nudity here. Just a silly little tentacle. Just a curious little octopus. But if you're into Bad Dragon animal-themed dildos, this could be the toy for you. If you're gay and you want to stretch your butthole out or stretch out your bi-curious partner, this could be the dildo for you. So all in all, good recommend if you're in these sorts of toys. Again, I'm just using this so I have a penis proxy for demonstration purposes if I have to review a toy and I want to use something to demonstrate what it looks like in function without using my finger, because the finger isn't a good proxy for a penis without showing nudity, because this is a nice, wholesome, family-friendly tentacle. Nothing wrong with showing tentacles, not nudity at all, totally family-friendly, just a silly little tentacle. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I have a coupon code, so if you're interested in this toy or anything at the Sohemi website, use the coupon code, check it out. Thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.